Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guest annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guest female production sale, October 17th. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel was the leadoff speaker at the 2015 American Angus Cattlemen's Boot Camp just west of Stillwater at the OSU Purebred Beef Center. And Dr. Peel said that the recent market moves have been dramatic. And he says the hard down and now something of a recovery that we've seen in just the last few days can all be laid at the feet of how current feedlots have been or haven't been, as the case may be.
In terms of this recent crash in the market, absolutely. I think this is something we've been sort of flirting with. You know, packers and feedlots have had an incentive to push weights for over a year, and they've been doing it for over a year. But there's a limit to that, and they really walked off the edge of that cliff. It's a fairly abrupt wall, and we didn't slow down and stop in time to keep from hitting that wall. And so the market fixes those things, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. It's not a big major problem. It's something that can get fixed fairly quickly, and I think we're in the process of doing that at this point, and we should move forward with sort of more fundamental kind of conditions prevailing after we get past this.
Now, you say it's fairly easy to fix. This is what, just trying to get a little more current? Is that what it really is?
You know, we've slowed down feedlot marketings enough over the last 15 months or so, not super dramatically, but we've allowed these cattle to accumulate, and the weights have gotten heavier. And so we have a short-term picture here where we need to market, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of cattle at double the rate or some dramatic increase to get caught up on those extremely heavy cattle. Once we do that, we haven't placed more cattle in recent months, so we don't have to continue marketing large numbers of cattle, the kind of thing that would weigh on the market. We can get back to, you know, current conditions and go back to, you know, a fundamentally stronger market.
Just really, we're talking just a few pounds per carcass. So, I mean, why has that caused such an issue?
Well, you know, in some cases, I mean, the averages have gone up. They've gone to record levels. The extremes around that in some cases have been pretty dramatic. And it's a combination of both tonnage, a few pounds on a lot of, you know, many thousands ahead of cattle is a lot of pounds. But I think more importantly, it's really a quality issue. We've got cattle out there that have just put on nothing but fat for the last month in some cases, or longer in some cases. And so it's just not what we need right now from both a pounds basis as well as from a quality basis. And again, they had no incentive to stop doing that until the market really smacked them hard. And that's what's happened. And that removes that incentive. We'll get those cattle out of the system. And then we'll be back to, you know, kind of where we should be in terms of both animal numbers as well as carcass weights.
Cattle Market Watcher from Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, Monday, October 26th at 1 p.m. at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. The sale features 100-plus powerful future club calf producers and many promotable A1 sire prospects. This powerful offering of genetics has generated more champions and high sellers than any other herdside offering in the business. For more information, go to the website at www.blackherfordranch.com or call 580-983-0711, 580-983-0711.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.